This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:18 in the morning. This is the Morning Run with Shazana, Xiaoning, and Philip. Let's get a quick update on how the FBM KLCI is looking like.
Inching its way up. It's currently up 0.11% to 1550 at this moment for the FBM KLCI. But and the rest of the region is in a lovely shade of green.
Okay. Well, turning our attention to the aviation sector. 2022 was supposed to be the year of revenge travel after almost 2 years of domestic and especially international borders being closed.
But the Omicron variant has derailed travel plans for many again, with some of us rethinking of taking that much long holiday. While there have been as many as 4,000 flights cancelled globally, according to Flight Tracker, FlightAware, as airlines and airports face staff shortages thanks to COVID-19. But will travel resume once again? Or is the recovery in the aviation sector now facing a major setback?
Ahmad Maghfur Osman, equity research analyst at Nomura Malaysia, is on the line to tell us the answer to this question. Ahmad, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Now, Omicron has really put a dent into the reopening of borders, but is there no hope for the aviation sector? Are there any bright spots?
Yeah, so bright spots, certainly. I think earlier last month, we had the Omicron virus setting in. So things are looking a bit shaky, to be honest, at this point of time. And the widespread of Omicron has certainly created concern. I guess I would say the bright spots are there, but I think it will still be a longer recovery, to be frank. So what I can say is The bright spots when it comes to funding, most has actually obtained or close to obtaining their required funding. And I think on the balance sheet standpoint, we don't see any near-term concerns on further renewed cash calls. But as a recovery play, I think it will still be too early to tell whether we are in the full recovery mode. Because the way I see it, we don't see in terms of passenger numbers recovering back to pre-pandemic levels for this year. At the earliest, it would likely be next year.
So clearly here we're facing a period of extreme volatility, right, for the aviation stocks. And like you say, it's perhaps a little bit too early to even consider this as a recovery play. But do you have any top picks in the sector? Who do you think is in the best position to weather this and has enough cash to, let's say, outlast the pandemic going on for another 12 months or so?
The way I see it, within the Malaysian names, although AirAsia had recently done their fundraising exercise, they're due to receive their cash soon. Although despite the, I think there was a 14% shortfall. So despite that, I believe that there could be another of fundraising exercise for AirAsia, because what they have raised is clearly not enough to pay for their overdue amounts in terms of leasing costs, etc. Whilst for the case of Malaysia Airports, I think that will be a preferred name to be in at this point of time, given the healthier balance sheet. They have recently also secured another round of Sukuk funding. There's also the emerging catalyst of a renewed operating agreement that is expected to be announced probably sometime in the first half of this year, which would be more favorable than the current existing operating agreement. So I would certainly put my exposure into Malaysia Airports rather than AirAsia at this point of time.
Can we stay on the AirAsia theme? They changed their name or proposed a name change to Capital A. Why so?
That's pretty much in line with their business diversification. I mean, they have been exposing themselves into various ventures in the tech space. So I think that's primarily the main reason why the change of name, to be honest.
Okay, and if we can switch over to SATS, which is a major ground handling and aviation catering provider at Changi Airport, is this a better proxy to the recovery in travel in Singapore than the national carrier?
It's mixed, actually, because SATS, although Singapore probably contribute on a pre-pandemic level will probably contribute about 60% of the overall earnings. They also do have quite a big exposure on the Malaysia ground handling side of things as well. So they have that. And they also have a variety of other exposures, primarily in the food catering business across ASEAN, notably in Indonesia. So not really a pure play Singapore recovery team, to be honest. But yeah, still a significant exposure would be Singapore.
Okay. I want to stay on the topic of the airport operators, so the likes of AOT and Malaysian Airports. Now, let's spend a bit of time on AOT, which is the operator of the airports in Thailand. What's your view on this stock? Because if anything, Thailand is extremely exposed, the economy is extremely exposed to tourism. How impacted will it be that these plans for opening up Thailand has actually been halted?
Well, Thailand, clearly, they are the number one gateway for tourism in ASEAN. And I think the recovery will still be slow there, to be frank. For the airport operator, AOT, the fact that they are continuing their relief programs to their clienteles, the airlines, the retail outlets, and the concessionaire, that's not also helping on the earnings front. So earnings will still remain quite depressed moving 1 year down the road. But I think fair to say that the fact that Thailand has its attractiveness from a tourism standpoint, they should pretty much see a better year compared to last year. But to what extent, how better, that will still be overshadowed by the relief programs that they have granted to their customers. But from a balance sheet standpoint, in terms of fundraising, they've managed to get quite a sizable loan secured. So that should help on the funding and the required capex moving forward. But if you were to ask me between Malaysia Airports and Thailand, I think the better catalyst would actually be Malaysia Airports because of the ongoing negotiation with regards to the operating agreement.
Yeah, what are your expectations there? Because this has been under negotiations for quite some time already. Will there be an outcome that is favourable to Malaysian Airports?
Well, it's been a long negotiation, actually, especially with the past changes in the government recently. So we do expect possible reduction in user fees. That's possible. And that could benefit for Malaysia Airports as well as airport users, where they can allocate more in terms of capex for convenience to the passengers and whatnot. So we do expect that to some degree, but the quantum is still uncertain at this point, given the tightness in government coffers.
Thanks so much for your time this morning. That was Ahmad Maghfur Usman, Equity Research Analyst at Nomura Malaysia, talking to us about the aviation sector and its outlook for 2022.
I think it's very interesting, and he is very nervous about the outlook because of Omicron, about the sentiment of travel. But he did say at least that I think for the airlines, they have had a recent cash infusion across the board. Many also have taken the opportunity to restructure balance sheets. But, you know, honestly, if this crisis continues to linger, I wonder if there'll be a relook and re-rating again, you know, 3-4 months down the road.
Maybe that's why he prefers the airport operators, right? Because from a cash burn perspective, it's a little bit less painful. His recommendation, Malaysian Airports, currently, if you look at what the investment community is looking at, is there are 11 buys, 6 hold, 3 sells, consensus target price, RM6.60. Current share price is RM5.97. But the point is, travel recovery is not happening this year. I think whatever expectations they initially had at the end or maybe towards the end of 2021 has been dashed because of Omicron. So when will travel be, you know, recover? Yeah. And I think the Economist, EIU, has come out to say maybe only in 2030 will we see pre-pandemic travel levels again.
And I think that's the challenge, right? I think that's why you see many of these operators trying to re-pivot and change their business model, like AirAsia, right? They're trying to get into the e-commerce space. Or even if you look at the airports, they're trying to enter into the cargo and logistics place. And those airlines that actually have a stronger cargo business are also doing a bit better. So I do feel that what's happening in the airline industry is that they're trying to re-pivot themselves and stop being over-reliant on domestic passenger travel, as we saw with AirAsia's proposed name change to Capital A.
So now they're more than just an airline.
Yes.
With still a large amount of debt, but never mind, a name change.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.